Masechet Kelim Perek He Mishnah Aleph. The next few Perakim in this Masechet will talk about the Tum'ah of ovens and stoves. In times of the Mishnah, the ovens were made of earthenware. We have to picture like a hollow type of gardening plant. That's the way I'm picturing it. That was flipped upside down and the food was placed inside of it. The oven had no floor. Like we said, it was hollow on the inside. It was wider at the bottom than the top. It was placed on the ground and then sealed with clay around the outside in order to insulate it and to preserve the heat. There was a small opening on the bottom where the wood or the charcoal would be put in and the fire would be lit from there. And there was another opening on top where they would put the dough in because it was baked on the side of the oven. It wasn't placed on top, but it was placed inside after the heat of the oven was already used for something else. Usually they would stick a type of dough to the side and they would use a certain keli in order to remove it. The oven was coated in clay, as we said, and it insulated it and it made sure that it stayed very hot. The oven doesn't have a floor, and therefore there's no bet kibul, but the Torah does tell us that ovens can become tameh. So the Torah tells us that an oven is an exception to the rule with earthenware, that usually a earthenware utensil has to have a container in order to become tameh. Ovens here are the exception. Also, ovens are attached to the ground by clay that seals them all the way in the bottom. The Torah is decreeing that ovens become tameh even though they're attached to the ground. Things that are mehubad, lakarka, attached to the ground usually would not become tameh. This would be an exception to the rule as well. Mishnah says, Tanur, the law for an oven is as follows. Dehilato arba'ah. Usherav arba'a. Its beginning has to be 4 tefahim. When an oven is first made, in order for it to be considered an oven, that the rules of tum'ah would apply to it, it has to be at least 4 tefahim high, and in order to become tameh. And what remains of it after it breaks has to be 4 tefahim high in order for it still to be considered a oven and become tameh. If you have a large oven that breaks and the remainder of it is at least 4 tefahim, then it's still considered to be an oven and is tameh. If it's less than 4 tefahim, it can't really retain the heat in order to bake bread properly. So when an oven is made, it's made at least 4 tefahim high. If the oven was larger than 4 and then part of it broke off, the part that remains is if it's at least 4 tefahim, then it could continue to function as an oven. If it's less than that, it's not considered to be an oven, and it cannot become tameh. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But the Hachamim disagree. The Hachamim omrim, Bameh dvarim amurim begadol. Hachamim say, what was it said about that an oven less than 4 tefahim can never become tameh? Only about a large oven, a regular oven that's used for baking bread. Aval bekatan, tihilato koshehu, Ushyarav rubo, but with a small oven, the one that's used, that little girls play with when they're trying to cook, its beginning could be any amount. There's no set amount of 4 tefahim high in order to make it tameh. And if you have a large oven that broke, if what remains is the majority of the original oven, then it could become tameh, even if it's less than 4 tefahim. So, what we said, firstly, the katan, the tehilato koshu, the beginning could be any amount. It doesn't have to be 4 tefahim high in order for it to become tameh. Now, the commentaries say here it has to be, though, at least 1 tefach. Less than a tefach can't be used for anything. But an oven that's at least a tefach could be used by like a little girl who's starting to cook. The easy bake oven in the times of the Gemara, small little piece of dough is used, and it could be cooked in that type of oven. And if they would, like we said, if there's a regular oven that breaks down, as long as the majority of it is intact, then a person would have the ability to still make it tameh. At what point does an oven have the ability to become tameh? Mishetigamer melachto. It could become tameh once its manufacture is complete. Ezehu gman milachto. What's considered to be its the completion of its manufacture? Mishiyasikenu kedele efot bo sufganin. When it's heated on the inside, and it's heated to a high enough temperature to bake sufganin, which is a type of bread with a spongy texture. It's flour mixed with oil or water that would make a loose batter, not a thick dough. This type of batter would need a lower temperature than regular dough, and it produces like a sponge cake type of item. So therefore, once it's at that point, it's considered to be the gemar melacha. The oven doesn't have to heat to the super high temperature to bake bread. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mishyasik et hadash kedei le'efot bayashan, sufganin, says Rabbi Yehuda, what's the amount in order to create the gemar melacha, where you know that it's completed the oven, where if you had an older oven, older ovens cook on a lower heat, and you heated it on the normal heat of a lower oven that would have cooked the sufganin over there to some capacity, here on the newer oven, even though normally it would get higher, even the low temperature is enough in order to consider it to be that it's now usable, and therefore the lower temperature, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be enough to get it to consider it a gemar melacha.